Beware with all shall a young man cleanse his ways by taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Shotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Joy. I want you to rise to your feet. I want you to make some noise. And let us welcome to this international pulpit, Reverend Ike!
Testing mic two. It's working. Oh, yeah. Which part of this? Which? I think today Oyibi is showing that. Where is Oyibi? Adenta show that the Makana is for you. Amen. Close your eyes and let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this afternoon. We pray, oh God, that let our gathering be unto you. We ask the Lord, be present in our midst. In the spirit that is not of God, in this place, we curse it in Jesus' name. Satan, leave this place right now in Jesus' name. Father, touch our heart and touch our lives. I pray that, Lord, let the entrance of your word give us light and understanding. May every child leave this place blessed and anointed. Father, we pray that your glory will be seen in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, put your hands together for the Lord. And you may be seated. Today looks like I have changed positions. So Oyibi tells us where we should sit because it's your house. It's a church. So the rest of you feel at home, okay? Just feel at home. I'm saying that. No, don't feel that. I'm saying that Makane and Kasano, it started from Bread of Life at Tenta. They are the main people. So if today people have built a big cathedral and you are just talking plenty, we won't say anything. Amen. But we are privileged. Now, when I see you move like this, I'll just invite you here and I'll give you the microphone. And I'll go home. We want to put our hands together for our father, Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. In this church, when we mention his name, we stand up, okay? It's a sign of honor. Yes. Now, listen. When you grow up small, you understand that your life is largely dependent on who your father is. Let me say it again. Some of you, because you don't understand English, it takes a long time to process the thing in your faculty. I'm saying that depending, as I'm saying it in another way, okay, depending on who your father is, your life is directed in a certain your friend said, Mr. Brofunu Kramba, trajectory. Challenge you people, you understand the trajectory. So in effect, statistics has shown that, or studies have proved that, if your father is a drunkard, you are not far from being a drunkard because you always see raising of the head in the house. Do you understand? If your father is a weed smoker, you can also become a weed smoker. Now, when you also go down a bit, you discover that medical doctors, a lot of people who are medical doctors, who are lawyers, architects, when you check, their fathers are also aware, also doctors, politicians. You know, even now, even in your eyes, it's playing. See, politician, the child has a certain constituency, and that child has won primaries already. He's waiting for December 2024 so that they will confirm him as a parliamentary something for a certain constituency. Now, your father is also Bishop Dark Hayward Mills, an anointed man like this. I don't think that your life will go wayward. No. It will not happen. Yes, it will not happen. Just by having him as your father, your life is going to turn into another direction. And I pray for you that you will not deviate. You see, people are insulting us, and are here, no, you worship the pastor. No, all the songs we sang, have you heard Bishop Dagi, what means name in any of the songs? No, it's total disrespect not to honor your father. And now you worship him, and now you, all is jealousy. If you worship him, I am worshiping him. Okay, this is our house. We don't know about your fathers, but this is the father that God has given us. And we like him. Or you don't like him? We like him. So, Bishop Dark, wherever you are, we at Makande, we are saying that we love you. This is our house. This is our pastor. Now, Agboba for the way they are is like, amen. So I am very, very much privileged to have him as my father. You see, and the way you see, there's the way people talk, and me, nobody knows me anywhere. I was there, and somebody, Bishop Dark said, God told him that from today you can teach. He has done church, and by the grace of God, I have joined the church, and I've also become a human being. I told you my story yesterday, how the man has been sending me to buy him alcohol and things. Like, by this time, I'm a full-blown drunkard. But our lives are going to turn around in Jesus' name. Put your hands together again for Bishop Dag Hayward Mills. Prophet, we love you. May you live long to impart our lives in Jesus' name. Sit down. What a blessing to have a father. Now, you see, if you also don't have a father, your life is different. Yes. I don't want to go into that. That's why when it is Father's Day, honor your father. Honor your father. Honor. And that's what we'll be teaching in this church. Honor your father. Honor. If your father is a drunkard, you are not the one who buys the alcohol for him. Yeah. And sometimes you hear things from other quarters about your fathers. Now, your blessing is with your father. Why am I talking about fathers this afternoon? Your blessing, as a human being, your blessing is with your father, even not with your mother. You remember the story about Jacob and Esau? You remember the story about Jacob and Esau? Sweetheart, can you sit down as I'm preaching before I give you the microphone? You remember their father told Esau to go and prepare him food to eat and bless him? And in the story, we understood that Rebecca likes Jacob, and Isaac likes Esau. It was clear. Now, when Rebecca heard the story, when Rebecca heard the conversation, she called Jacob and said, "Come, I will prepare the food for you to go and give it to your father to eat and collect the blessing." Now, listen to this. If Rebecca had a blessing to give to Jacob, he would have just told the son that, "You to come and kneel down here, let me bless you." But why did she say that, "I will cook for you"? And the boy was afraid. He said, "If I go and he curses me," he said, "if he curses you, let the curse come upon me." That's mother's love. So your father, whether he's a drunkard, your father is chasing some girl, be that even you are older than the girl. It's not your consent. You are a child. Your father and your mother have small marital quarrel. No, you say you are supporting one. Your father and your mother, their marital quarrel is called marital quarrel. It's not a family quarrel. Don't join those foolishness. You are a child. Do you understand? Say you are what? A child. A child. put your hands together. He said, by faith. It's not this one that I'm looking for. I'll report you to Bishop Ogoyu. You give me wrong scriptures to confuse my preaching. I also want you to put your hands together for our pastor, Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Fine bishop, intelligent bishop, very intelligent. Yeah, you can see that. You see, you people here, you are heavy. You are heavy. Very intelligent. You can see that. When you go to school and the people in your class are intelligent, you can see. You know who is more intelligent than you in your class, or? You know. Bishop Ogo, God bless you so much. Having asked us to have a program like this. Do you understand? Look at you. Look, there are some churches, the children meet under trees. Tree under church, church under tree. Na mwa bana ya saw light ni nyina. Light no waso bi bia waso. Bishop Ogo, God bless you so much. God bless you so much. And Safe Church, you should honor him. Yeah. You see, and by the grace of God, we are in different denominations. The last time I checked, the denominations were about 52. 52 different denominations. Because if this is Makane, we have Macarius, we have loyalty. I am coming from Anakazo Assemblies. There are a lot. Even recently, Yipedia say it's not part of you. It's called Network of Church Growth, something, another denomination. Pedia say it's not here. It's a denomination on its own. Yeah. And we are blessed here to have every denomination has a convener. And our convener is Bishop Kobe Asamoah. Put your hands together for Bishop Kobe. Yesterday, I'll show you some things that... Sit down. Yesterday, I'll show you some things. I told you that the difference between passed on and passed away. When you die and you have money, you have passed on. When you are a poor man and you die, you have passed away. A poor man, you have died, we bury you with coffin. Rich man, we bury you with what? Casket. The same way, when you have money, you are anointed. Do you understand? You have money, you are anointed. They call you Kobi. If you don't have money, they call you Kwabena. It's the same name. The same name. But so like, if you like, we have Efo. No, the Ewes, they have some names. We have Efo, Togbe, and Apeto. Apeto. Apeto is landlord. The Togbe is the chief. The Efo is the last one. Efo, for they don't have anything. So from Efo, then we go to Apeto. Do you see? Then from Apeto, then we go to Togbe. Togbe is like Charlie is the destiny. Yeah. So, Bishop Kobe, God bless you so much for opening your bedroom for us to be here. Look at fine place that you are here. And for all the safe teachers who have successfully kidnapped the children here, I want to say, God, clap for the safe teachers. It's not easy. It's not easy. It's not easy. Some of you are here, your parents are happy, because you won't disturb them for the next 5 hours. Yesterday when you came here, your parents were happy. I had a text from a priest. Please, when will you do the program again? I said, we'll do, unless next year before we'll do. He said, please be doing things like this so that my child can be coming. Because you worry at home. You worry. Even you are 3, your parents can't control you. But look at the number here, 300 and something. Me alone, I can make you sit down from till tomorrow morning. Try me. I call you here, no, you preach. I call you here, you will preach. Amen. But it's a beautiful thing. And yesterday, we started with our theme, which is called Not a Novice. Not a Novice. Clap for Jesus. Not a Novice. You'll be wondering You'll be wondering why we have chosen this particular topic. Please give me my scripture again. Give me my scripture. Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride. You are lifted up with pride. And you see, by the time you are getting to J Church, then the pride begins to manifest. Now, pride is difficult to kill. Pride is very, very difficult. The moment you assume that status, that you have pride, already the pride will be, we all have it. But the moment the pride begins to manifest, you see that when your mother talks, you talk. Yes, there are people here who exchange words with their mothers. Yes, your mother talks, you talk, because you are in JHS 2. And recently they told you that you are the Miss something something hills of your school. So you feel that you have come on. So not a novice. Don't become a novice. Don't become somebody who can, and I was explaining to you that being a novice, it puts you in a certain category. In medicine, when you come to the hospital, one of the things we ask you is history. Does your mother have it? Do you understand? Then also gender. Gender is also a risk factor. Do you know gender? By being a girl, you are exposed to certain sicknesses which a boy will not. Sometimes the tribe is a risk factor. Sometimes your age is a risk factor. Family history, genetics. Why am I saying all these things? Do they understand it? Yeah. You understand? Clap for yourself. You poor. Well, pastor is a doctor. Dr. Ogo is a doctor. Because prophet has to remind us that he's a doctor. So if you don't understand this thing I'm saying, then I'm not sure you should be here. Amen. Yes, yeah, so being a novice is a risk factor for becoming proud. That's what I'm trying to say. And all of us here are novices. All of us. When did you come? When did you join the church? When did you start your Christianity? How old are you? You are a beginner. You are inexperienced. Or you are experienced. No, when you play the drum, we clap for you to encourage you. We don't clap for you because you are very good. As we are singing here and you are giving us burnt offering plus counsel, we are just trying to honor. Well, we are helping you to encourage you that you are doing something. Because if as we are singing, if we don't clap for you, it's not powerful. So we try to clap for you. But it doesn't make you feel that you have arrived. And sometimes the feeling of arrival is what causes you to correct your mother's grammar. Oh man, we don't say I doesn't. Whatever your mother say, you correct her. But she's the one paying the fees too. She's the one paying the fees. Hallelujah. So we looked at a whole lot of this. Not a novice. Lest be lifted up with pride. Now, when you are proud, you fall into the condemnation of devil. It's not an easy thing to be in the net of a devil. Oh, you don't understand what I'm preaching? Yeah. So we don't want you to come here where we are. We don't want you to come there. Where we are now. People have left. Today, look at you sitting down wearing t-shirt. Just pray that you will continue to be here. You will marry here. You will do your naming ceremony here. And the day you die here, we'll bring your casket here. Yeah. Because when people leave, you see, they'll start insulting. That's what happens to people when they leave. Because at the point you feel that you are very good. Everybody feels at the point that is very good. Very good. Oh no, when I sing, they clap for me. I've arrived. I have to go and cut album. When we used to go for Shomcom, there was a girl. Long before the corona came and we're doing the non-residential code, there was a girl. When Bishop Oko lived a song, she was part of the people who back the. Today, as I speak, she's a backing vocalist for Shatawale. Yes. This is a 19-year-old girl. So I don't, as I'm preaching, I'm even afraid. I'm telling you, Makane. I'm telling you, young people. Look, you are not far. There's just a thin line like this. There's a thin line. Something just enters your head and makes you feel that you have the voice. Those of us who don't have a voice, we know. Well, no, we know that voice, you know. Voice in Enfa. Shataka will not accept us. Shatawale, whose voice is like a generator that is spot. He cry, he will not accept my voice. Amen. So today, quickly, let's look at something. We are not trying to complete a syllabus. We are preaching. Wherever we get to, we close. Today I'm talking about the requirement of a novice. The requirement of a novice. Now, when we say something is a requirement, today, right? I will inspect notes before you go home today. When we say something is a requirement, it means that that thing is necessary. Yes, you see, when you are a novice, when you are a novice, because you are prone to pride, there are so many things you must do so that you don't become proud. And what are those requirements? When we say something is required or is a requirement, that thing is very important. Very, very important. And again, let me tell you, you see, people talk foolishly. English is not this. One passing English, you won't go to university, I'm telling you. So, math, science, English. These three core subjects. If you don't get what bonkra, try and get C6. If you get D7, you won't go anywhere. You enter police, you enter immigration, you enter nursing school, you enter university, you enter we can use tree to teach the children. Who they call so? Can we tree? No. Keep speaking your tree. It's a requirement. English language is a requirement. Mathematics is a requirement. You need it. You want to do medicine. The medical books are not written in Chi. It's English. Brother, will you sit down before I change my mind? So when we say something is a requirement, it means that thing is needed. It is needed. When you have a car, AC is not a requirement. People drive car that there's no AC. The car moves. But car tie is a requirement. Yeah. Fuel. Radio is not a requirement. Yeah. A lot of the truck you see is that there's no radio. So when you see that the truck driver removes something from his pocket, then he do that, then he press, then they see that music starts. Yeah. Many things are not. So a lot of, like when you go to schools, those of you in secondary schools, where are you? Well, like me, PE is not a requirement though. In O'Connor, you are jumping. I used to have a classmate, and he runs around the school park 17 times every morning. Intercourse, they don't choose him. One day I called him and I said, Edmond, we are science students. We do physics, chemistry, biology, elective maths. Why do you run around the park 17 times and then you miss the first two lessons because he's tired? Because the school I went to, if you're a sports guy, you know, the girls, you know, ain't it? So the boys, the girls like you. Now, yeah, lako for you. See, because when I went to, somebody told me that if you go to the secondary school and then they ask you what you can do, say you're a sports boy. So when I got there, my name was third on the list. So I sat down then. The headmaster said, Mr. Emmanuel Colley. I said, yes, sir. Extra curriculum activity. I said, I'm a footballer. Then he looked down under his chair. Then he said, reading. I said, sir, please, it's not reading. I said, football. Then he said, reading. I said, sir, please, my former school, I was the school captain. He said, this place is not your former school. Sir, now when the man looked down, he looked at my legs. He said, these legs are no football legs. Amen. when we send you to secondary school, nickname is not a requirement. Nickname. Writing letters to girls in the Brie Girls is not a requirement. Pre-sec. Hallelujah. So there are requirements. When we say the thing is important, without it, girls, it is a requirement to learn how to cook. It's a requirement. Your mother is cooking in the kitchen. You are reading Daily Graphic. And you are telling your mother that the stock exchange, you know, it looks like it is fluctuating. Yo, Koso. It's a requirement. Before we come and marry you, your ability to prepare jollof on coal pot. Not rice cooker, coal pot. When we want to marry you, you are here. You even tea, when you prepare tea, we'll get canzo out of it. You are here. It's a requirement, oh sisters. Don't say I didn't tell you. Before we bring you here and we start reciting, dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God and in the face of this congregation to put together this man and this woman in holy matrimony. Before we say these words, you should learn how to cook kontomre. Kontomre stew. You learn it all. Learn it all. Yeah. Learn it. It's a requirement. Hallelujah. So, a novice, you also need the hair. I've caught you. You beg or you don't beg. You beg or you don't beg.
I beg.
Should I tell them what you were doing?
No.
How many of you want to know what he was doing? How many of you want to know what he was doing? I need five strong boys here right now. Sit down. I need five strong boys. Come. Five strong boys here. Come. Carry him to the stage. Carry him on high. Carry him. Lift him up. Bring him to the stage. Hey, behave yourself. Bring him to the stage. Let's go. Lift him up. Bring him to the stage. Bring him here. Stand here. Wait. You post stand here. Confess your sins to the church. Speak out, or I say it. The next that they'll carry you out of the building. So speak quick in 2 seconds.
I was eating kebab.
Are you sorry?
Yes.
Come and carry him again and go and put him on his chair. Hey, wait. They brought you. They'll carry you. Carry him on high. Make sure he doesn't fall. Take your time for him. Take your time. Carry him. Eating kebab. This is your last time. Everybody say, this is your last time. Point at him and say, this is your last time. Point again, say, this is your last. Everybody point at him, this is your last time. It's your last time. You are preaching, you are eating kebab. Sausage kebab. And my lawyer is also here. You are doing this thing. We'll send him to court. Oh, nice one. The requirement of a novice, if you are a novice, you have to do these things so that you can keep yourself in check. Otherwise, when we leave you, you go off. Number one, God requires faithfulness from a novice. God requires that as young as you are, you become faithful. Faithfulness is one of the, loyalty is one of the doctrines in this church. And you must know it. You are not, You are not lower than being loyal. Yeah. This loyalty in itself even starts from children. Disloyalty is equal to disobedience. Yeah. If you look at the stages of disloyalty, they are the stages, they are the same thing as stages of disobedience. Number one, independent spirit. You are in the household, but you do what you like. It's like, as for your mothers, you don't use them for anything. Your mothers. Yeah, your mothers, you don't, some of you, unless you hear a father's voice. And sometimes the school you attend, they say they shouldn't beat you. They should no. It doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. It said, moreover, it is required in still. So you see, it is required in still what? That a man be found faithful. Yeah. God requires that you are faithful with your OEB church. You don't come to church here today. Tomorrow you go to Pentecost. Tomorrow morning, you're on your way to House of Deliverance Ministry International Chapel. Every day, you are in another church, Assemblies of God. Such people are called church prostitutes. Yesterday, you see, we're talking about the Ohola and the sister. Yes. Or what? Oliba and the sister. Be faithful. Be faithful in your J church. Be faithful as a drama. In I church, be faithful. Instrumentalists are one of the group of people that the way they lift their shoulders, instrumentalists. Me, I don't come. They will know that the church, you know, I'm important. Yeah. Be faithful. You are a chorister. Be faithful. Be faithful. Chorista, we can't find you. We are looking for you. You have come to church. You say, today I don't feel like singing. Yeah? It is never a feeling. All the things, look, feelings come and go. Nobody base important decision on feelings. Feelings come and go. As I'm standing here, do you think I'm feeling? Look, as I'm standing, if I get mattress, 2 minutes, I'm off. Today when I woke up, I said, into that bank cry, now one Sunday will be a holiday. Like you see Sunday where they eat the other. Eat the fatter. God requires that as young as you are, you become faithful. Be faithful to God. Be faithful to God. Be faithful to the church. Is that clear? One day we shouldn't be looking for you and we cannot find you. And you see, because you are a novice, you don't see the importance of being faithful. Be faithful. I'm teaching you from a book written by a prophet, Bishop. I don't write books. I write handouts. I write handouts on statistics and handouts on nutrition and dietetics. I don't write, not a novice. Prophet write and I will explain. You must be faithful. You must be faithful to your parents. You understand? Being faithful to your parents is being obedient to your parents. A parent brought me a child. And the boy was smoking weed. It's a real story. They are not in our church. The woman listens to me on sweet melodies. She looked for me and brought a child. The child smokes. Even before the child started secondary school. Now, this is the story. They were asking the guy, how did you start smoking? The boy said, no. Sometimes he would smoke. The eyes are red. He would say, he didn't smoke. So they brought the guy and I called him. Then I said, bruh, it's your life. It's your choice. How did you start smoking? He said, after BEC, you know, he brought his result home and the parents said they were disappointed at his result. He said, since you say you are disappointed at my result, I will blaze. Yeah. Look, when the guy got to secondary school, no, he formed a bar center with, like, smokers bar center. Form 1, though, he was the bar center leader. Just said he was able to organize Form 2, Form 3 smokers, association of weed smokers. Yeah. When he was writing his last year, I have to call the regional police commander. Because when he writes social studies, he's in town. So as I stand here, I know the Koforidua regional commander police. I say, oh, my boy, he ran away again. Oh, then they'll go and look for him. Yeah. And the mother, one day the mother was talking to me, and the mother said that when I was young, I was also smoking. And I said, it's in the family. It is genetically determined. I pray for you that, look, listen, do not allow yourself. Bible say that there's a scripture in Proverbs. It said that a child left to himself brings shame, something to the mother. A child left. Do not allow. Yeah, reprove the rod and reprove. Give wisdom. The rod and reprove. You are here, they don't beat you. Your mother has never lifted the back of his hand like this to slap your face before. The rod and reprove give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. A child. Do you know a child left to himself? A child left to himself is like a stew that says that I'm on fire. Leave me. When I'm cooked, I'll calm down. Yeah, a child. Hey! Hey! Come and worship the cross. Come and kneel down here and worship the cross. Or I should give you the microphone and go. Come and worship the cross. Or you beg. Listen. A child left to himself. Listen, be faithful at home. Some of you girls, when you see that small hair has started coming like this, hey, Abu Modon, your mother talk, you just, no, your mother say, you say, but you see, you go on, then one day you come back. There comes a time in your life that you will need your mother, you will need your father. You will need them. No, you will need them. You will need them. Be faithful. Be faithful to the church. This church. And listen, we are not saying UD is the best church, but it is a good church. No, we are not saying we have our problems. We have problems. Problems, there you have. We have problems. Even with the pastors, we know we have problems. Now, if I'm your pastor, you know that I'm not correct. So, if I'm not correct, you that I'm pastoring you to, you are not correct. Yeah. There's no correct pastor here. We know our problems. Do you understand? But let's learn to be here. It's a family thing we are doing, though. Let's learn to be here. Just be faithful here. You go round down before you wake up. You have spot your life. You have spot your life. Sweetheart, where are you going? Auntie Benice is not important right now. Sit down. Are you still here? As a novice, try and learn to be faithful. It will help you. It will help you. It will help you in so many things. Stay with one thing. Stay. You understand? Stay with one thing. You see, me, I don't do adult church. Adult church is full of problems. Adult church. Sometimes when you are adult church, hey, if you transfer me to adult church, you have worried my soul. Then another thing I don't like is beloved doses. Counseling. Hey, man, I don't like it. As you are counseling the beloved, the marriage card is okay, but the beloved, they know what they are doing. Mm-hmm. So I've stopped asking people, when are you getting married? Do you have a beloved? No. You see, because a lot of people are not faithful. You date this boy small, no, you leave him, go and date this one 2 weeks. You get, is your heart a multi-socket? You do this one. I don't know. Can you not stay with one person? So the unfaithfulness, it even transcends into your marital destiny. Hey, some guy be I went to do wedding for. Oh, we, you, my guy, you told me that we should go and do wedding at Somanya. Oh, and I'm far me for the car. My fuel car, you see, convoy. Pini, 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 akatu, Somanya. We were doing the wedding. I was the best man. No, the guy stood up that he wants to go to the washroom. I followed him. When we got to washroom, he said he will not marry again. Hey! I said, please, not here. I said, why are you not going to marry again? He said, that chick we can't give the offering. You see him. Ah. As we were doing the wedding, it was time for offering. Some girl came to give offering. He said, that girl is the one he likes. I said, not here. Right, what we are right now. Hey, I convinced my guy. I said, I beg, not at this time. He said, no, I don't go marry again. All this while they were waiting for us. As I speak, they have 3 children. He married again, says he married. So you see, the unfaithfulness, it cut across. It cut to play drum small. You leave because here, when you play drum, we don't pay you. Now we don't pay you. The pastor who is preaching, how much do they give the pastor? Then we should pay. Today I was asking my dancing star. One of them said, if I'm supposed to pay her, I have to pay her 300 cedis every Sunday. I said they should remove the money from the offering bag and count it and let's see whether it's up to 300 cedis. That is one dancing star money. Then the one playing my organ and all this, they should calculate all their money. Then when they finish, how much will they pay me? Then how much will be left to run the church? Listen, it's a privilege to do something for God. As you are here, I'm telling you, God will bless you. God will bless you. Be faithful with God. Let God see that you are faithful with Him. Be faithful. You are just a beginner. Be faithful with the little that you have. When God see that you are faithful with the singing, He will add more voice. You see that when you sing, people will just, yeah. Oh, I've been faithful with children's church. Hey, the first time I preached to the children, Luke 5:32. How do I even remember the scripture? He said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. So, you see, the righteousness and the sinner, they are in the same house. So, the repentance will come out. When he see the righteousness, he will pass here. But the sinners and the I came to call, when they see themselves, they call each other. Then they see the righteousness and the sinner and the repentance over there. Hey! 5 minutes, all my preaching was finished. I look at the time. The adult church, they are not going to start preaching. Started sweating. Yeah. To preach to children is also, look, you have to be faithful. Be faithful. You have to be at it. Because if you are not at it, how do you become better? You have to be at it. We used to have a certain organist when I was in Tamale. Hey, when the choir come to sing, before he will get the key, the choir is finished speaking. The choir is still singing. When he get the key, no, the choir is done with the song. Today, he can play. This is the time you want to leave the church. We will not allow you to go. We are going where? After we have changed your diapers and you have gone to secondary school, we come to visit you and things. Today is the day you want to leave. You can't leave. As a novice, learn to be faithful. Number one, say amen. Clap for Jesus. Oh, your clapping is very weak. Clap for Jesus. Number two, I'm removing the point. If you look at the... Oh, my clock is not on. Please give me clock, okay? I don't know if you want me to pray for you. I'll pray for you. Yes. When I pray for you, you will overcome that temptation of being proud. Be careful of the pride. It's something that is in the heart. It's not like fornication there, you know that... You have gone to steal the thing, also, but the pride, you can't easily see it. He said, God requires love from a novice. Love. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. Love. As young people, let me tell you, one of the things, give me the scripture, Deuteronomy chapter 12. Chapter 10, verse 12. Oh, Bishop, I'll go hear of you, pay. I'll report you. Deuteronomy 10, verse 12 to 13. Now, Israel, What do the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Verse 13. To keep the commandment of the Lord and to his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Verse 14. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord thy God, and the earth also with all that is therein. Yeah. God requires that you love him. Many people don't love God. Many people don't love God. I'm telling you, many people don't love God. Yeah, many people just come to church and go. Some of you are here because your parents brought you here. The true test of your love for God is when you have the ability to say, I can come to church, I will or I will not. That is the true test of your love for God. Yeah. And if somebody should love God, it should be you. Look, your parents, I thank God they've left cry before I've come. Yeah. Your parents, those who don't love God, they don't love him. Yeah. Listen, God has created us, and all of us are very selfish. We are looking for what we will get. No. You ask yourself that, what is in it for me? You see that scripture in Malachi chapter 3 that God says that, bring your tithes and your offerings to his house. Now, he will open some window be over your head and something. You see that scripture? Yeah. God knows that if he said bring the money and let's run the church, you won't bring it. So he has to tell you that there's some window be in heaven that he will open that window over your head. Because of what you will get. He knows we are selfish. When you grow small and you start getting beloved, that is where you see that somebody is loving you because of what you get. Uh-huh. You say your mother is an American citizen. No. You say your father has some land, be at Achimota. We'll never break up. I did for you. Yeah. The guy is in because of what he's looking for. My wife, if I get money, I will buy her aeroplane. Because the room I was staying by, and that girl fell in love with me. I said, the room, when I completed university, I rented the room. The whole room is like from here to here. It's called bedroom. If you come out from the bed, you are outside the room. It has two doors and one window. The room, it has two doors. One door is here and one door is here. When the landlady is cooking, I can see the ashes in my room. Or on top of it, the girl said she likes me. I said, are you sure? She said, she like it like that. God bless Yvonne. And when I get money, I'll buy her aeroplane. She will not walk on the floor again. Yeah. But ask yourself that, what is in for me? Everybody's looking for, when you go for a job interview, one of the things they ask you, do you have any question for us? You ask them, how much will you pay me? It's raining. You see that your parents are holding umbrella. Where are they going? No, why are they going to their workplace? Because they know that at the end of the month, Ecobank will tell them that your account has been credited. They know it. There must be something that is driving you to your workplace. It's raining, So, mekwe juma ba wae, emamu piyo. Otherwise, rain will take you away. Oh no, I don't know. Rain cannot take him away. He's going. One day. It rained. Then a certain man, he sent message to his boss that it's raining in their area and the place is flooded and that he can't come to work. And the boss said, okay. After 2 minutes, the boss sent him a message again. He said that, when you brought your CV, you said in it that swimming is your hobby. So if the place is flooded, swim and come. When he says swimming is your hobby, so those of you that you rise, and my hobby is swimming, you swim and come. Love the Lord your God. It's better now. Otherwise, some guy will capture your heart. I'm telling you. Even the same church we run, the correct people who love the Lord are J Church people. Why church? Half of the heart is for some boy. J Church. Why church? Why church people? J-Church, when they love God, they love God. J and K, J-K-O, when they love God, they, amen. Why church? Why church? As we are doing the Y church, there's some Basenta leader in the adult church who has been escorting her to the house. You think we don't know all these things? We know. We know things. So. So as we are singing, Famiye, 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 you are singing to the boy, take my life. That you should take, I surrender. You surrender to the boy, not to God. Withholding nothing. Surrender to him. But when J Church is singing, I surrender to, they mean it. They really surrender it to God. So, like from Y Church to Adult Church, there. Adult Church, there's no good cry. Adult Church, there's no good cry. Yeah. Love God with your heart. Love Him. I love you. You see, and love is contagious. Anybody you love, the person loves you back. And one painful thing is to love somebody who doesn't love you. Broken heart. Eh? If you leave me now, your case. Oh, me, I know things. So you don't know. Amen. Yeah. Love the Lord your God. Love Him. Love Him. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. I've been, all my days, I've been held in your hand. From the moment when I wake up. You see, these are the songs you should be singing, though. These are the songs you should be singing. I'll make room for two. You and I, Jesus, you are all that matters. You are all that matters. Oh, hey, oh, hey. As you are singing, then you are crying. You are that matters. Oh, hey, oh, hey. You are all that matters. These are the songs, so. These are the songs that trigger something. These are the songs that strike the strings in God's heart for you. Love Him. I don't know who you are going to love with this, your heart. Love the Lord thy God. As a novice, it's one of the requirements. Love Him. You are a young person. Love Him. Don't let people break your heart. Break your heart. Break your heart. Then you come and tell us that men are scum. Men has come. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Yeah. God requires love. The next one. God requires a novice to fear Him. Yeah. Fear the Lord. Give me Psalm 34 verse 11. There's a nice scripture there for children. Come. Ye children, hearken to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Hey, a lot of the things you do, if you fear God, you won't do again. Now, hearken to me, no. AIABB, Mommy, NIV, Announcer, NLT. Now, today you are doing well. When I finish, I'll give you $100. I'll report you to Bishop Ogo again. Come, my children. And listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Learn to fear God. When you fear God, you never cheat in an exams. You never. You never still fear God. Fear, all of you sitting down here, fear God. You are, listen, you are just starting your Christianity. That is why you are a novice. So for you to continue on this road, you must fear the Lord. You must fear. He said, come, comma, my children, and listen to me, and I will. Look, the fear of the Lord is taught. The fear of the Lord. We teach you to fear God. We teach you. Fear the Lord. Fear God. Fear God. Be afraid of God. Do you understand? Many of you don't fear God. Many of you, you don't fear God. You are not afraid of God. Little children, come, little children, and listen to me, and I will teach you how to fear God. All your life, fear God. Do you understand? Fear. Don't forget this scripture. Psalm 34 verse 11. Don't forget it. Little children, fear the Lord. Fear him. Ask yourself, will God be happy with this life? Will God be happy with me? The way I am behaving, will God be happy? Hey, little children. May you fear the Lord. May you fear the Lord. Agboba, when you go back, may you fear the Lord. You ask yourself, is God happy with me? Will God be happy with what I'm doing? He said, fear the Lord. All your life, all your life. You see, your ability to fear God, it stops a lot of things in your life. Mm-hmm. You stop many things by default because you fear God. Most people don't fear God. Look, the church, people just come in and leave. They come in and leave. They come in and leave. We used to have an usher. He steal money in the offering. Steal money. Is this somebody who fear God? He just steal money from the church. Church money. God's money. You are not afraid when you are insulting the pastor. Oh, you won't fear God. No, so any pa at the end. Now they be a sorry. Now man of God. Now bishop. No, you don't. It's because you don't fear God. Some of you put your safe teacher in your house. You insult her. You insult him. And now they be a sorry. Now I'm going to see rehearsals. I'm going to be a free answer. I'm going to see embrace rehearsals. And I'm going to say now say I'm kidnapping in power coin so. Rehearsals, isn't it? You are come to insult our ancestors. Be careful. Be careful. Fear the Lord. Number next. What number is that? Four. Let me give you up to number five and close you. God requires a novice to serve him with all his heart. Galatians. Deuteronomy 10, verse 12. Deuteronomy 10 verse 12. And now it's dry. The Lord required that you walk in all his ways and to love him. You see? To love him and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Serve God. Listen. Service is nice. Serve God. I'm saying what? Serve God. There are a lot of benefits serving God. Hey, no bishop can pay you for serving God. No bishop can pay you. The only, you see, anybody you serve, wherever you work, you are paid there. Nobody goes to work at MTN and goes to collect his salary from Telcel. It doesn't work that way. It is MTN people that will pay you. And the company you work with, they have benefits. Yeah. Every company, there are benefits. There are places where you work, there's something we call 13th month salary. You know, December you collect salary twice. Yeah. And there are some companies, the way you work with them, in December, they give you 5 kg rice and 2 mackerel and oil. Christmas. You see that they carry the things like they are on top. As you are carrying your oil and your rice, they have credited our account with salary twice. Yeah. And you don't work for this God. Where I work, free medical care for myself, my children, my wife, and anybody I write there that the person is depending on me. Free medical care. Some places too. We are real home. Why don't call hospital? NHIS, we won't. NHIS, oh, cut up para, why? They don't care about your whatever. Yeah. But when you work for God, He will pay you. Serve the Lord. Bible say in Psalm, say, serve the Lord with gladness. Serve Him. Young girls, serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Serve Him. Serve God with your life. I'm telling you, serve Him. Young boys, girls, you are coming. Right now, you see that a lot of things are fighting for your attention. Serve God. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before His presence with singing. Serve Him with. Be happy when you are serving God. When you stay in church, when you stay in church up to 4 o'clock, be happy you are in church. Be happy. Meanwhile, these same people who cannot stay in church, you go to school, you do extra classes, extra classes, extra classes, 6 o'clock. Now you can't play. By the time you are finishing with French classes, Spanish classes teacher to has come. I collide with the 3 years, or the Spanish, or the Ikoyi. Now, woman, I would try Spanish, or who can't Spanish with you? Only one ever can't Spanish, you know. Saturday, you can't rest. Saturday, but before you, English classes, you are done. You see that some, what madam has come. This one madam has come. There's another class. This science and something. You said the aquarium, the brain, I hear basa. Bees is so called on pass. Serve God. Everybody tell them about serve God. When I was in the university, there was a certain lecturer who came to teach us. I can't even remember the course he taught us. Now, I saw the lecture twice. The first day I saw the lecture was when he came to tell us that he would teach us the course. And then he told us that Tuesday 10 a.m. he cannot teach us, but he will teach us Saturday 4 p.m. Now, Saturday 4 p.m., no, me call you center. It is our lectures, remember. The second time I saw the lecture was when we were writing the exams, and he came to say there's a problem with question 13. When I wrote the exam, we were there, then they came to call some names that the lecturer said they should see him. Then they mentioned CN stroke 1073 stroke 10. Now this is Akosua, who sits behind me. And I said, Akosua, Papa didn't say then, I see you're failing. Now Akosua, no, per lectures, go. So when my friends are going this way for lectures, I'm coming this way to church, and they meet me. Hey, so for who call you, I'm still going to preach here, Abba. Yeah. That course, I have B. Now, Omomu take class. Because of course, their minimum. You know, if the teacher wants to cough or cry, he'll go and she'll go and listen and come. Serious Student Association. Is that the Serious Students Association? May you serve the Lord with your life. Look, at a point, nothing will matter. I'm telling you, nothing. It is your service to God. It is your service to God. It is your love for God that will matter. Your love. How much do you love God? How much do you love Him? Love Him. Listen, love Him with your heart. I'm telling you. May you love God. You see, when you love somebody here, you think about the person all the time. Yeah. If you take my phone, there's a number who has called me consistently. That is the love of my life. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you love God? That's the question. You see, when you love somebody, you can do anything. I will do anything for you. When you love somebody, you can do anything for the person. Yeah. May you love the Lord with all your heart. Well, I said, may you love the Lord with all your heart. Amen. And all your soul. Amen. In Jesus' name. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Stand. The requirement of a novice. Stand to your feet. Yesterday, I gave some envelopes out. If you have brought the envelopes, come to the stage and come and throw it here. Come and put it here. Just put it on the stage. Yes. I gave more than 200 envelopes out yesterday. Oh, everywhere, anywhere at all. Just drop it. Just drop it. Yes. If we don't start teaching you how to give you envelopes to go and bring money, when will we start doing this? Drop it. Yes. Say, pastors like money. Pastors like money. Your headmaster, he likes those. Put it down. Bring it. Come. Bring it. Karabasu, brother. And lift up your hands, everybody. Where are the poor helping me to sing? Come up. I'll put you in front. In front of my melody. You are all that matters. You are. I'll pray for you counsel by counsel. Come behind me. Come behind me and sing it. If you don't sing, don't sing. But if you are singing, sing it. Can I get oil? You are all that matters. I don't know. Mumbo. You are all that matters. Can you give me oil? Let me start from. Quick. Can we get some bold BM boys? Bring your envelopes. Makaraba, lift up your hands. Very quick, I'm praying for in 10 minutes, I'll be done.
In front of my melody, you are all that matters. You are all that matters.
What are you singing for me? What are you singing?
I'll make room for two.
Lift up your hands.
You and I.
Okay, let me start from the people here. Just come. Come. Arrange yourselves here. When I touch you, go and sit down. Then another group will come. When you come, lift up your hands. When you come, lift up your hands. Karabazata brandaba. Pena sota rakatabaya. In the name of Jesus. No, don't come for the breath. You wait. When we're done, then you fill in. Lift up your hands and pray. God is about to touch you. God is about to touch you. Lift up your hands. Everybody lift up your hands yet. If you're in front here, lift up your hands. Kara Toriba. Me Karabando Siande. Heyando Zaraba. Rakata brazabaya, mekaraba sokabaya, male keze kele, rabarabro zandebe, ayando basebe belebo zaradaba, kababa brabarabaya. Happy Abiga, you give it to me. As we wait, come. Sani, come and stand. Kebasatabaya, meyando sekebe, rabandelebe, yes. When I touch you, yes, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Siaso Karabani. Receive grace to love the Lord. When I pray for you, sit down. May you love the Lord. In the name of Jesus. May you love the Lord. Marco Satabra. Yes. Grace. May you love him. May you love him. I need ashes here, please. I need ashes here. May you love him. Ke basato rabaya. Yes. Kerebosia. Riboso tabra kabaya. Yes. May you love him. May you love him. May the love of God be locked up in your bones. Yes. Ke basaka turabaya. Yes. Receive it. Keribosia. Raka basataba. Do we have ashes here? Please help me. Rako satabrambaraba. Yes. Abasa. If you don't sing, go and sit down. Receive it. Yes. May you serve the Lord. Seven. In the name of Jesus. Seven. Ke satabaya. Riko zandelebe. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Karaka sotabaya. Me kazatoya. Yes. Kenda sandeya. Yes. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. Oh, Asha, bring it. Say Karasu. May you love the Lord. May you love him. May you love him. May you love him. Kesarakata. Yes. Kebosia. Melemu. Le Kazantorabandi. In the name of Jesus. Yes. 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 Receive it. Bring it back. Yes. Receive it. May you love the Lord. May you serve him all the days of your life. Sorry. Say Karaba. Riango Sandabaya. Yes. Receive it. Receive it. Receive grace. Grace to serve him. Grace to serve him. The next group should come. Mariango Satabaya. Keba Satabaya. Yes. Kara Satabaya. May you love him. May you love him. In the name of Jesus. May you love him. May you serve him. Yes. The enemy will not have upper hand over you. In the name of Jesus. Receive grace. You are marked with the blood of Jesus. Kasantoria. Si Katarabaya. Le Koseke. Le Bosandabaya. Le Kosatabaya. Yes. 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 Receive it. Receive. Hold it. Kariamo Sandabaya. Yes. Yes. Ke Bosatabaya. Le Bosandelebe. Riando Satabaya. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands as you come here. Ke Basatabaya. Yes. Ke Sariando. Yes. Ke Lotolobosia. Me Karando. Sikandelebe. Take it. Take it. Siko Satabaya. Liando Sikendebe. Yes. Karabandorobo. Yes. Grace to function. Grace to do well. To do well. To excel. To serve the Lord with all your heart. Serve the Lord with all your heart. In the name of Jesus. Come this way. Ke Pratura. Yes. Ke Molobosia. Le Mandelebesia. Ke Mosia. Le Korobosia. Hold her. Hold it. Ke Mosotobo. Out of your belly. Out of your belly. Out of your belly shall flow streams of living waters. Le Kosatabrandi. Le Korabaya. Yes. Receive it. Receive it. Receive grace. Receive mercy. Receive him. Serve him. Serve him. Serve him. Serve him with your life. Serve him. Kebo Sataba. Le Kosandelebe. Malato Rabaya. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Be touched. Receive it. Siko Rabba. Mazato Rabba. Reko Sikebe. Yes. 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 Siko Saba. Liko Sike. Marato Robosia. Kebosia. Maliko Robosia. Yes. Kemo Santaba. Le Masukaba. Le Cabra. Le Korobosia. Le Cabra Sataba. Le Lebe Sede. Le Yandosia. Le Koraba. Yes. Yes. Ke Lebosia. Ah. 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 Le Mandolobosia. Yes. 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 You seven. You seven. You seven. You seven. You seven. Marabandolobo. Le Kosia. Receive power. Receive power. Receive power. Ka Satabaya. Yes. Ka. Take it. Take it. Kalibos. Lift it up. Lift up. Receive it. Siango Basata. Liango Sekete. Ah. 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 Kalabasu. When I touch you, sit down. Kebo Satabaya. Kayandolobosia. Lift up your hands. Kebo Satabaya. Le. Yes. Yes. You will love the Lord. You will love him. You will love him. You will love him. You will love him. All the days of your life, you love him. Ah. Kalebo. Yes. Ka. Oh, ashes, lift them up.
is the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. He alone is worthy of our praise.
Mando Sotorobo. Yes. Just lift up your hands. Just lift up your hands. Where are the ashes? Ashes, come this way. Receive it. Receive it. Kasatoro. Yes. Seven. Seven. Arabasada. Baya Sotariani. Yes. Yes. Receive power. Receive power. Receive power. Siasato. Yes. Receive power. Receive supernatural power. Kibo Sata Brandi. You will not go wayward. You will not back go wayward. Pariando Syria. Hold away. Hold away. Receive it. Yes. Receive it. Hold it. Hold it. Sikato Raba. Ribosia. Garaba Baba Baba. Kaso Tariandi. Simo Sadaba, Rapatabra Sadaba. Yes, yes, yes. Take it, take it, take it. You serve it. You serve it. You serve the Lord all your life. You serve it. Kariabo Sadaba, Kaliko Sotorobo. Yes, yes. Grace to serve it. Grace, grace, grace to serve it. Grace to serve it. Receive it. Sotariano. Rico Soto Robosia. Malato Rabaya. Lift it up. Lift it up. Lift it up. Chikasta. Kalibosya. May the Lord. Kibosata Brandi. Receive it. Yes. Kabosana. Ah. Bekorobosya. Kabarabaya. Kalibosya. Lift up your hands. Ke saraba saraba. Ke bosia. Rima satabra. Yes. Yes. I'll meet them. Yes. 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 Hold it. Oh, ashes. Kalibosia. Ashes, divide yourself, man. You all don't have to follow one person. Yes. Kerebosia. Rabata brazaba. Lift up your hands. There is power. There is power. There is power. There is power. Receive 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 power. Karabada. Delebosa. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands, everybody. Kalibosia. Delebosia. Yes. Take it. Take it. Receive power to serve. Power to serve. Power to serve. Power. Shatter. Kema sota. Ashes, please be alert. Kerebosia. Kema sikatoraba. Le koraba zaba. Le koropo sandabra. Le koraba. Yes. Ah. 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 Receive power. Receive power. Receive power. Kimo sandaba. Yes. 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 Kalibosia. Rabba. You. You. Come. You. Yes. Come and stand here. Bad ashes. Bring her. Make way for her to come. Come quickly. You. She's called Christabel. Come. Give me oil. Lift up your hands, Christabel. Receive it. Oh, Jesus, that's your daughter. Fresh oil, fresh grace. Simando satabra, riande celebe sataba. In the name of Jesus. Rabasataba. Kimo sandebe. Ripko. Lift up your hands here. Lift up your hands here. Yes. 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 Kipo sataba. Kimosia. Kema sataba. Hey. Hey. Receive an anointing. An anointing to serve the Lord and not to be a novice. Yes. Borobosia. Maleko lebosia. Serve the Lord. Receive an anointing. Receive an anointing. Receive an anointing right now. Now, 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 now. Yes, yes. Receive it. Receive it. Receive an anointing. Receive an anointing. Yes, receive an anointing. Receive an anointing. Hey, Ashes, you are listening. Kesarabaza. Kebolobosia. Rikolobo. Out. 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 When you are asking for, hold your hands. Keridos. Sitoramas ketebi. Siando satabaya. Yes. Satorama. Yes. Simit. Karibos. Rotorima satabaya. Lift up your hands, sister. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands.
Let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow right here, right now.
Receive it. Ashes, hold it.
Let it flow, let it flow.
Pisando basiman delebe sata.
Let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow right here, right now.
Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow.
Let it flow,
let it flow, let it flow. Palikosia. Ke bazada ba. Ke masola ba. Let it flow, let it flow. Yes, yes, yes. Kisota rabaza. Siando bazada. Kibosia. Yes.
For as the rivers flow. Bring up your death into life. It's a life-giving river. Flow, let it flow right here, right now.
Receive it. Receive it. Ashes, hold her. Ashes, hold her. She's about to explode. Hold her. Yes. May you lose appetite for sin. Kisonda Basile. Lift her up. Lift her up. Yes. You will love the Lord and you will serve Him. Yes. Receive it. Receive it. Ashes, lift her. Lift her up. Ashes, hold her. Receive it. Baliko Sandabaya. Liando Salibe. Melebosia. Receive it. Take it. Take it right now. Take it right now. Siada Balta. Put up your hands. Yes. Yes. Kebo Sadaba. Le Boroborobo. Oh. Ashes, bring her back. Bring her back. Bring her back. I said, bring her back. Bring her back. Yes. Oh. Yes. Take it. Karabosia. Libosia. Yes. You will serve the Lord. You will serve Him. You will love Him. Kalamaso. Me kazata. Kimosia. Kisoraba. Lift up your hands. Ashes, be alert to Joel 2:28. Ashes, be alert. Receive it. Receive fresh oil and a fresh grace. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Are you a flesh? You qualify for this. And your sons and daughters. Hey! You don't know what is happening here. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy. You will prophesy. You will. Everybody stand up. You will prophesy. Take it. Yes. I'm closing in 2 minutes. Sia. Palaba. Sikatabra. Yes. Yes. There is a sweetness here. Kalibosia. Rico Sokotorobosia. Yes. You prophesy. You will prophesy. You will prophesy. You will prophesy. You will prophesy. Yes. You will prophesy. You will prophesy. You will never deviate from serving the Lord. You will not deviate. You will not deviate. You will not deviate. Kimaso Rabaya. Bring her back. Bring her back. Receive an anointing. An anointing. Receive it. She cannot stand, though. You don't know what is happening here. Yes. Look at him. Your sons and daughters. Your sons and daughters. Your sons and daughters. They will prophesy. Your sons and daughters. They will prophesy. They will prophesy. Your sons and daughters. Yes. There's a burning. Oh, ashes. Ashes. Hey, Anna. Why do you leave the people? Hold them. They are people's children. Hold them. Kemandabaya. Yes. 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 You prophesy. You prophesy. You prophesy. You prophesy. Ah. Ah. You prophesy. Hold them. Hold them. Hold them. You prophesy. You prophesy. Yes. Yes. You prophesy. Malikosia, Likos de Televe. Yes. K Mandaba. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Receive it. Receive it. Ah. Amazing. Yes. Ah. Receive it. Bring these two girls again. Bring them. Are they twins? They are twins. Oh. Oh. Receive it. Receive it. Yes. Oh, 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 all the days of your life, all the days of your life. Ah, all the days of your life, all the days of your life, all the days of your life. Yes, you will serve him with gladness. You will serve him with gladness. Oh, ashes, eh? Bring it. Ah. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Kema Satabra. Kevelevesia. Paraba Sororosia. Fire.
Fire. Fall down. Fire. Fall down. On us we pray.
Kianobosia. Kabalaba. Karibosia. You serve him. You never deviate. You serve him. No, bring this girl back. Karibosia. You are anointed. You are anointed to serve. You are anointed. Receive an anointing right now. Receive an anointing. Receive an anointing. Receive an anointing. Receive it. Receive power. 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 The rest, come this way.
Show me your glory.
You will serve him all the days of your life. You will serve him. Oh, are you under the anointing or you are just crying? Ah, receive anointing. Receive, receive, receive. Oh, baby girl, receive an anointing. Jesus' name. Yes, yes. Karibo Sandra, Kemasa Tabra, Kimbosia, Rikorobosia, Malekoraba, Iandebosia, Kemanda Brosaraba. All of you lift up your hands.
Fire fall down on us we pray.
Lift up your hands. You don't know what has happened to you right now. You don't know. Lift up your hands. Why will a normal person like me decide that I'm going to use my life for this? There's a reason. Chama, lift up your hands. You're going to serve him. The service of the Lord. An anointing to flourish. Look at how your ashes are sweating. Look at how your ashes are sweating. Your ashes are tired. When we finish, find them, Lisa. You have decided to spoil my sound. No problem. The guy changing the scriptures, come. I feel like praying for you. May you serve the Lord all the days of your life. In the name of Jesus. You will serve him. You will serve him. I prayed for you already, but I'll pray for you. Lift up your hands. Your life will be different. Ashes, watch him. Your life will be different. Receive it. Jesus' name. Out of your belly shall flow streams of living waters. Out of your belly. Receive grace. Receive it. Receive the love of God. Jesus' name. Have we prayed for every child here? Oh, receive healing. Jesus' name. Ashes, one bread. One bread. The Jumano de Sao. Mumpeja Musas. One more bread. Your shirt is wet. Ejuma Bay, no. Maricosia. You people don't have to fall because nobody will usher you. There's nobody behind you. So if you fall, your head will pie. So you have to usher yourself. Receive an anointing and grace. Yes, please hold it. Hold it. Jesus' name. May you love the Lord. May nothing replace the love of God in your heart. We curse every idol. Every idol. Every idol. Anything that will take the place of God in your heart, we curse it right now. Jesus' name. Ranto Santabra. Yes. 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 Receive an anointing to help. Alikosana. Baliko Siandi. Liando Bazataba. Yes. Hold him. Peko Salibo. Hold him well. Something is happening to this gentleman. Kisara Torabaya. Me Lodobosia. Pala Torabandeya. Leko Sia. Teachers. Teachers, pray for teachers. All of you, stretch your hand towards our teachers. We have not closed the service. I'm left with 10 seconds to close the service. Pray for your teachers. Teachers, the Lord is going to bless you. As you serve him, he will bless you. I am a living testimony. You will build your homes. Oh, don't spoil my sound. The sound guy, I'll pray for you, okay? Yeah. You will build your homes one by one. You will not rent. Yeah. The day I married was the day I moved to my own house. You will move into your own house. One day you put on the S. Hey, Jayadia no bo, me kanya sansem. You put on AC and you'll be watching your flat screen with pineapple juice by you, and you ask yourself, how did I get here? Because if you are staying in a rented apartment, you can't easily drink pineapple juice. But the landlord will not be happy with you. But you build your own homes. Those of you who are not married, expect a series of blessings. No, you see, as you serve the Lord, you must expect Him to bless you. No, because every time I keep reminding God, hey, Nairade, weak, he me who shame. Expect it. The way when it is 18th, 19th, getting to 28th, 29th, you keep checking your Fidelity bank account. You are expecting alert. You are expecting. Some of you, they pay you momo. It's also another level. Maybe you see a tabletop, but no problem. You are all these stages. I've gone. I used to pay me tabletop. Tabletop. Maybe do finance scanner. Then they graduated to momo. Momo, they check. But yeah, 2 days, 3 days, NASA. Then back account. This time, I even asked, well, have they paid? That's the question. Have they paid?
I received that grace.
Then they said, they paid. They paid about 3 days ago. I said, that's the question. I said, have they paid? You get it. Have they paid? You are going to give birth to children. No, you can't pastor children and you don't have children. God will make it happen. You also drive a car. Now, Kai, this milk cocoa, you drive some. Obetri car. Those of you who are not married, your wedding will be glorious. One day, I'll send you my wedding video, you see. My groomsmen were 20. My bridesmaid were 20. My page boys, is it page boys? They were 7. Flower girls were 7. Little bride. The whole bridal team were 66. One back cry, you're worry. Now, the people who came, the room was filled before they came. On top of it, Auntie Mommy came to cut my cake. It's been 5 years. I'm still enjoying. I'm struggling to get the blood. You propose the bounce. No problem. I've been there. One girl I proposed to, she said, "Who did he mean? Now we can't question him." Don't say us. When that girl was getting married, I was her marriage counselor. Did you understand the English? When she was getting married, she was sitting in front of me with her beloved. And I was teaching them about temperaments. She was feeling uncomfortable. The husband didn't know why. After 2 years of marriage, I wasn't having children. I had a miscarriage. The children were not coming. I want them to say, "Hey, God, my ear can't send me you. Is it people's children I'll be carrying all the days of my life?" When I prayed that prayer, then my wife said, "It has locked." So, yeah. Because no, I can't be pastoring children. Who has changed my sound? Look at the work I am doing. Then somebody said that, "She pastor, he doesn't have children. That's why when he's praying for the children, he has been pushing them." Oni abadaye. By the time the first one say he's trying to get to 1 year, no, then my wife said, "Another one has come." Yeah. It won't be long. I will invite you for another naming ceremony. Lift up your hands. God will make your life beautiful. I said beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. Wedding they do, they struggle. I didn't struggle. No, I didn't struggle. I said I was not going to do reception. Somebody said, "Oh, I will sponsor." I said, "No problem." Somebody said, I will sponsor this. Sponsor. I said, "Sponsor, if you want to sponsor. After Auntie Mommy cut the cake, then LP Shelley came to whisper into my ear. "Mommy said, when you come from honeymoon, come and see her." Hey, now that come and see her, no. After seeing her. Oh. You know when you have money, the way you walk. Heavy. Lift up your hands. Don't stop this week. Father, I want another oil for the teachers. All that I'm going to pray for is that may the Lord anoint you with fresh oil. Fresh oil. I don't even have to pray for you, but fresh oil. Fresh oil. Mratoribosia. Yes. A passion and a love for the children. Love for the children. Oh, hold it. Kisotaraba. Likosike. Lezata randosia. Yes. 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 Kisotaraba. May you serve him. May you love him. Yes. 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 Rato satabra. Yes. Yes. Yvonne, let's serve him. Kilama sotabra. Le zetebele. Yes. Landelebesia. Ah. Oh, Ashes, help me. Why am I helping now before? Arikosia. Le zataraba. Yes. Yes. Another oil. Another oil. Fresh oil. From today, your ministries will change. When you preach, the children will understand. Ah, when you preach, they will get it. When you preach, your preaching will be anointed. Your preaching will be anointed. Your preaching will be anointed. Yes. Yes. Your preaching will be anointed. You will be anointed from today. You will be anointed. Yes. Ah. Ah. Sikatora mande. Liando boso taraba. Something about your church will change. Something about your ministry will change. Something about your ministry. Something about your ministry. Ah, ah. Something, something. Ashes, what my help is? Caribo sandaba. Something, something. Fresh anointing. You will see something. Fresh anointing. Maybe fresh anointing. Fresh anointing. Peza tabra. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Yes. Fresh oil. Receive fresh oil. Receive fresh oil. Bazandabaya. Hold it. Hold it. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Pastor Akon, God will use you. God will use you. I see you ministering to large crowds of children. Large crowds. Large crowds. I see you in this business of holding conferences. Yes. You will gather them and you preach to them. Receive an anointing. Receive the grace. I see the Lord taking you higher and higher. Higher and higher. Higher and higher. Higher and higher. Ah. K-level-7. Ah. Yes. See and Abbasada. Yes. Sammy, let me pray for you. Well done. May the Lord make you great. For your faithfulness. May you be blessed. May you be anointed. May the Lord help you. May the Lord sustain you. May the Lord keep you. In Jesus' name. Help that girl. Thank you. Receive an anointing.
I want to know you.
To pastor the children. A fresh oil. A fresh grace. For a higher calling. In the name of Jesus. Higher heights. I hear higher heights. Higher heights. Higher heights. Higher heights. I see you climbing. Climbing. You are not tired. Keep climbing. Keep going. Keep going. In the name of Jesus. Watch this girl.
Set my heart on fire.
Watch it.
For you. For watch you. For you. And all Lord. Set my heart on fire. For you. For you.
Kisa Torah Badaba. Your ministry will change. Your ministry will change. In Jesus' name.
Set my heart on fire. For you.
Who has not been prayed for? Sound guy, what's saying the sound? Alright, take out your second offering. Can we get something to take this thing from here? May every request on these envelopes, may every request on this envelope, may the spirit of excellence and may the spirit that makes people do well come upon these people. In Jesus' name.
I want to be like you. I want to sing for you.
Now lift up your hands. If you are here You have not given your life to Christ. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Christ. Lift up your hands and I'll pray with you. Everybody say this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am. I'm a sinner. I cannot save myself. Please have mercy on me and help me. Write my name in the book of life. Satan, listen to me. I am not for you. I am for Christ and Christ alone. Receive an anointing and Christ alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Receive grace to be permanent. May the spirit of permanence and loyalty come upon you. In Jesus' name, amen. Makane, you are blessed and you are anointed. God bless you so much, Bishop Dagewood Mills. Thank you, Bishop Ogo. Thank you, Bishop Kobe. Thank you, Bishop Solo. Thank you, Bishop Yoku. Thank you, all the pastors and the bishop. Thank you so much. Lady Pastor Abigail, thank you so much. All the same pastors and the teachers, God bless you. I've enjoyed your church for these 2 days. I'm looking forward to Favorite Child Conference 2025. And you will be there. Say, I will be there. Say, I will be there. Yeah. 2025. May you not fall away before 2025. You will not die before 2025. Car will not knock you down before 2025. In the name of Jesus. You are blessed. You are anointed. Lady Pastor Abigail, thank you so much. I've enjoyed your church. My greetings to Bishop Ogo and to Bishop Kobe for opening the door that we can have this conference. God bless you so much. Put your hands together.
Hallelujah. Lift up the offering. Hallelujah. I think we can do it better for Reverend EK. What a powerful time we have had with him for 2 days. Wow. Oh, I want to see your excitement. The blessings he has proclaimed on us. He said the car will not knock you. Today I was speaking to some people. I said, why were you here not here yesterday? They said, we went for a funeral. Funeral? What funeral? I said, our classmate was knocked by a car and she died. Oh, it will not be your portion in Jesus' name. A car will not knock you down. Nothing evil will come upon you because you appeared here. Because you experienced this ministry. Because a hand was laid upon you. You will never be the same again. Reverend EK, thank you so much that you came to us. You poured yourself into us. You poured your heart into us. On behalf of Bishop Ogo and Bishop Kobe and Bishop Solo and Bishop Yoku, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for availing yourself to be used by God. Our lives will never be the same again. We will not be novices again. We will be people who are mature, who can rightly divide the word of truth, who love God, who will serve God. Hallelujah. Before we close, we'll take our second offering. Lift it up quickly and let's pray. Some people are waiting for what? Dance battle. Lift up your offering and let's pray. Some people have exams tomorrow. So, how many people have exams tomorrow? Hey, there's a lot of you. May you have 100. What you should have learned if you had gone home early. May God supply it easily in Jesus' name. Lift your offering and let's pray. Father, thank you for this privilege. Oh, how you have loved us to send a man to us, to be a blessing to us. We are so grateful. This is just a token to say thank you that you think about us and you care for us. Thank you that we will never be the same again. These seeds are cementing what has been sown in us and we will never be the same again. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Come forward and bring your offering as we welcome the spiders. If they don't appear in 5 seconds, we will share their grace. Go and give your offering and sit down. I'm counting down. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Let's go, everybody, to the Jesse, 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 Jesse. Everybody, let's go.
Yeah.
I'm on your feet.
See us, blessings the flow.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.